The Strand Gamers present The Nightingale Archives, a game of mystery and intrigue using the World of Darkness system.
Wabam! We're on with Nightingale Archive 6.
Wabam indeed.
Hell yeah.
So, previously...
on the Nightingale Chronicles.
Previously, there was a magic talking sandwich roll.
There was not a magic talking sandwich roll, nor will there
and
ever be a magic
talking sandwich. It was on sale!
Yeah, well, you know what? There wasn't a ghost party. There were no ghost parties.
There was a ghost party.
It wasn't a ghost
party. I think
the
ghost party was definitely a thing that happened with a capital T.
It wasn't a ghost party.
Well, it wouldn't have a capital T.
The ghost party.
Well, I guess. Only if the G and P are also capitalized.
No. Thing, as in, it was a thing that happened, and the thing has a capital T.
No, it doesn't.
Right.
Sure it does.
Okay. There was a ghost party to discuss what to do with Ashley Bowles, a ghost who reasserted herself in Bill McKinley's new after-school club, the Midnight Society.
That meets at 4 in the afternoon.
Yes.
They couldn't get the PTA to approve it if it met
at midnight.
So,
can the class tell me what our solution was? Oh, that's right. It was to smash the locket and bury the pieces.
Well, first, your party was intruded upon by someone who calls himself Nathan, although when you guys looked at him, you all saw who you expected to see.
Yes, it turns out he was just an asshole.
What a jerk.
He was pretty mean and testy with all of you, telling you that he was sort of keeping an eye on you guys to make sure you don't fuck up the world.
And then he wouldn't fix the ghost problem.
And then he left. However, he did seem to have knowledge that Levi killed Lucas Price. Levi was a little concerned about this. So he went to see his best friend, Jonah.
Oh, he's such a nice guy.
Who said, yes, Nathan knows about that because I told Nathan about that. And Nathan is, in essence, the vampire sheriff for this town.
I like the idea of a vampire sheriff.
There's only room for one sheriff in this town.
Okay,
it's
not going to be you.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be Nathan.
It could be me.
I would love to see you fight him, but I've got his character sheet. Anytime you want to throw down.
Would I be a vampire if I killed him?
Uh-huh.
I don't think it works like Highlander.
You have no idea.
There can be only one.
I also say this is very entertaining, and I would approve if you decide to get in fisticuffs with them.
Fisticuffs.
It wouldn't be so much fisticuffs as it would be like Levi ineffectually swings at him and Nathan tosses him across the room with one punch.
Well, that's...
Or it'd be like in Helsing, where Alucard just drives his hand through Levi's chest.
That's
going a little far with this, I think.
You are welcome to find out. Also, Karina, the rather strange club owner who has been involved with Lori, dropped by at work and started making advances at her in front of a bunch of children.
Mm-hmm.
It was very creepy for all involved, and even for people who weren't.
It was also kind of hot.
After apparently having hired a detective to find out where Lori works. Despite a few of these red flags, Lori has opted to continue this bizarre courtship and learned a few strange things about Karina. One being that she doesn't care and fully expects that her club is going to go out of business shortly.
It's a bit surprising.
Another is that she can apparently drink a liter of grappa without feeling any ill effects. Yes, obsessively, what is it?
Obsessive
overly
girl.
Attached girlfriend.
Ah.
That was it. Mm-hmm. Continues to be posted in the Skype chat log. Also, Drew has taken on the job for Rufus Irons, a eccentric wealthy investor who apparently wants to build an elaborate house out in the middle of nowhere.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be a vampire colony, isn't it?
Going to need some contractors.
Right. To build
I'm guessing
house
druid. I'm guessing druids.
On spiritual Indian land.
Yeah.
So it is
or
druids.
Or necromancy. Going to go with necromancy.
And Drew is supposed to meet him up at the site on Monday.
Hell yeah. I was supposed to call up a bunch of contractors, and I tried to call Bart because Bart is apparently a plumber. I think that was somehow established.
But Bart thinks you're a drunk who's just making this up about having a job.
He doesn't. Bart's too drunk to question things like that.
What a crazy drunk he is.
Anyway.
Time for peanut butter.
Matt, no. You're gonna... No. No, Matt. Stop that. Stop.
Just be sure not to eat a ton of it.
Every time, and you hate yourself for it every time you do it.
No, it went well. It went well last time.
No, it didn't.
It went the opposite of well.
Well, hold on. Did we hear about this last time?
Yeah.
Peanut butter.
Discussed it briefly, I think.
Okay. We discussed it because it didn't go well.
It went better.
Yes, you were only sick for a little bit.
No, I wasn't sick. I was just unsure if it would develop into sickness. Moving on, necromancy or druid circle? What are we working with?
Well, I don't know, and we're going to find out.
Indeed.
Well, Nick would tell us if we let him finish his recap.
I have finished my recap.
Damn it! And he's not going to tell us, is he?
We're not criticizing his recap. We're just inserting extra information.
No, criticizing me for eating
Oh, for peanut butter? We're not criticizing. We're just giving you good advice.
It's a bad idea that you're doing it all the time and it makes you sick. Anyway. So that was Saturday night. Does anyone have any plans for Sunday? I'm hearing a wave of nothing.
Church?
Gonna go with no.
You know what? Every night, I am going to go back to the graveyard.
Yeah, I was going to say, we should probably make sure nobody tries to dig up that damn locket.
Well, so make sure no one tries to dig it up. I'm just going to
keep watch at the grave.
I feel the need to do testing to see if this ghost problem is actually fixed. So I'm going to bring the whatchamacallit with me, Ouija board. So
Ouija?
So Sunday night, you were going to the graveyard?
Yep.
Are you going alone to the graveyard?
Yes.
What? What? Aren't you supposed to be pragmatic?
What's wrong with going to the graveyard alone?
Alone.
Night?
Now that we know that vampires exist and that they're watching
Sunday.
Us?
Oh no, vampires will be at the graveyard. It's not a place where vampires hang out. It's
Nathan met you there!
No, he met me at the park.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. I'm conflating the two.
Well, that's a weird conflation.
Park, graveyard, grave park, yard.
Park. Central Park Graveyard, in the middle of New York.
Mm-hmm. Grave park, yard. Mm-hmm.
Thousands of visitors each day to play frisbee at the graveyard.
What time are you going?
Well, I don't want to be out too late, so let's wait until 11.
Okay, 11 at night?
On a school night?
Yeah, I can get home before 1, so I'm good.
On Mondays, his first period is like an off class, so he You know, it doesn't matter if he didn't show up.
It's study hall. Who even does that? Who has study hall first period? I don't know, but I didn't make the schedule.
Okay. Sunday night at 11 o'clock, you approach the grave of Ashley Bowles. Some of the dirt there has been freshly disturbed.
More freshly than what we've done?
No, it is what you did.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because freshly disturbed could be, what we did.
You guys dug up some of the dirt last night.
Yes. Okay, so I will try to Ouija.
Okay, so what, you just sit down adjacent to the grave and...
Oh, you're going to get accosted by an old Asian man again.
And begin to Ouija?
Yes. I will ask if Ashley is there or not.
Okay. I would like for you to roll me a wits composure roll.
Ooh, I'm good at those. Well, I have a lot of dice. It doesn't mean I'm good at those. Because, we all know. So, let's see. Two successes.
You are sitting there, asking if Ashley's there, hands on the Ouija board. And suddenly, you feel long, slender fingers touch the back of your shoulder.
Ah, I turn around.
You see a man there. He looks somewhat familiar, although you didn't get a particularly good look at him last time. He... Weeks of earth and decay. He's got a thin, stretched face and distinctly Asian features. He looks... It's hard to tell if he's really old or just really worn out. But he just looks all used up.
Huh.
May I help you?
Oh, it's just you again.
Just me again.
Well, yeah, we saw you last night.
I remember.
Unless you want to, Ouija by this grave every night, then I really don't think you can help me. Unless, of course, you know the proper way to put a ghost to rest. Then you can help me quite a lot.
You think there is a ghost here?
Yes.
And what, pray tell, leads you to this conclusion?
Well, the Ouija board worked a lot last night. And, I saw the ghost. And also the ghost killed a few people. And also blew up, that inn that blew up. So I would say I have many compelling reasons to believe that there is a ghost.
Are you insane?
No, actually. Actually, no. Believe it or not, I am telling you, as a physicist, with a straight face, that there is a ghost.
Okay.
Yep. I guess you'd have to experience it to believe it yourself. I know it sounds weird, because ghosts aren't supposed to be real, but that's what I thought too, until a friendly closet informed me that the building I was in was going to be set upon fire.
I can tell you, it is very unlikely that a ghost is here.
What makes you say that?
Because ghosts tend to haunt places where they died, or places of significance to them, or objects that held special personal value to them when they were alive.
Yes.
How many people tend to value a graveyard? Contrary to popular belief, you do not encounter many ghosts here.
Yes, but what if something that was important to that person in life happened to be here? Such as a locket that belonged to the person who died.
Whose grave is that the case?
It is.
Why?
Why what? Why is it here?
Yes.
We thought maybe burying it would help release her soul. I don't know. She didn't know. We asked her. She doesn't know very much about being a ghost, it seems.
He kneels down in front of you, getting right in your face, and you can see he is just repulsive. His breath stinks. His face is creased like a crumpled up piece of paper.
Well, I hope he's not angry we brought a ghost into his graveyard.
Why are you mucking around in things you know nothing about?
Because I don't know who does know about them.
So what is your concern, exactly?
Well, this ghost, she wasn't even really my friend, but this ghost is very temperamental. She has killed people. She has caused buildings to burn down and explode. And the fact that she's still there, she's still around, tied to this locket of hers, is distressing.
Well, I'll get you a shovel. We're going to have to start digging.
What, you mean, like, exhume her?
Well, we need that locker. If she's tied to the locket, we need to do something about that.
Oh, no, the locket's not very far down. Also, we broke the locket. Well, I didn't break the locket. Someone broke the locket. I think he's an idiot.
How badly did you break the locket?
I believe it was shattered into many pieces.
Well, you're probably fine, then.
Wait, really?
Depends. Ghosts can have multiple anchors. If that was the ghost's only anchor, destroying it to the point it's unrecognizable would prevent her from manifesting.
I see. I see. So what you're saying is that we should dig up the locket in order to destroy it more. If anything.
Yes.
Then yes, I believe we should do that.
However, I do that, and you get the hell out of my graveyard.
Okay. Well, I do thank you for your help. This whole ghost business was... I didn't want to get caught up in it, but, well, I did.
And then what is your name?
I am Bill McKinley. I'm a teacher at the school in the next town. The name of which my player doesn't remember.
Oh, God.
Neither do you.
No, it's
neither does. Oh, Belgrade?
Yeah.
I thought you said, oh, God.
No, Belgrade. I'm going to need you to make me a roll. Can you perhaps roll me a composure empathy?
I can try. I have a lot of composure. Well, that's a success.
When you tell him your name, there is a brief flash of recognition that goes across his face. That he quickly quashes down.
Hmm. What if the vampires told him? Or the vampire... Well, I don't... The vampire sheriff. You know, I don't... Yeah, no. My character does kind of know about the vampire sheriff thing. How weird that is. Say, you know about ghosts, right? Well, okay, yes. You do seem to know about ghosts. What about vampires? What are your opinions on vampires?
Why would I have an opinion about vampires?
I don't know. Why would anyone have an opinion about anything? It's very philosophical.
What is your opinion about vampires?
From what I've seen so far, they're kind of jerks. Especially this one.
And what exactly have you seen?
Well, I know a vampire tried to use me. Actually, no, a vampire did use me. The vampires are trying to keep me ignorant about the vampires. Wow, I sound like a conspiracy theorist.
Yes, you really do.
Well, it's this one vampire who apparently goes around cleaning up stuff or something. I don't know. He's a jerk.
You seem to have a lot to say about vampires to a relative stranger.
Well, I'm just frustrated at these vampires.
And why is that?
Because they were jerks. Well, this one especially. He was surveilling me. He talked to me, but he was tricking me at the same time, thinking I was talking to other people. Now, I don't know what actually happened between me and real people and then me and that jerk of a vampire.
Hey, Kevin, what's your defense stat?
Defense how?
You should have a stat on your cheat that says defense. I want to know what number is next to it.
Ah, 2.
Okay.
Wow!
Is that a good number?
Well, that number subtracts from... from their attack roll.
I see.
Not that there's about to be an attack roll made against you.
No, there's not going to be any attack roll made against me. Because I'm not talking to a vampire sheriff right now, am I? Am I? No, I don't think I'm talking to a vampire sheriff. Stop putting pictures of Mr. Crocker in the chat.
What?
Mr. Crocker from Fairy Godparents. Every time Bill goes into a long monologue, Matt's been linking a picture of Mr. Crocker in the chat.
Oh, I've been paying attention to the game. This old man kind of startlingly grabs at you.
Yeah.
But you sort of jump back out of his grasp. He tears at your clothing. It's clear that he was going to try to, like, pull you in.
Ah, what are you doing?
You can go ahead and make me an initiative roll.
Okay.
That's a thing that's about to happen.
So that's...
Oh, no. Be careful.
Wits and Dex?
I believe so. Let me...
Plus Dex mod? Or, sorry, initiative mod?
Let me double check. We have not had very many combats.
No, we haven't.
Okay, you are rolling a die and adding your dexterity and composure scores.
Oh, okay. So just roll one. Then what does my initiative mod do?
That's your dexterity and composure scores summed.
Okay. Ah, perfect. I rolled a 10, so 16.
Okay. This guy has just tried to attack you. He has grabbed at you. You don't know exactly why or what he intends, but he's clearly hostile towards you. And you have the drop on him by half a heartbeat. Your adrenaline's starting to flow.
Okay, well, I'm going to take out my gun. I will point it at him. Then I will say... What are you doing?
You have your gun on you?
Sure. You don't know if there's going to be any cougars in the graveyard. Wouldn't want to get attacked by a cougar.
The distinct impression that he always carries his gun around with him.
Not even on school campus?
No, I can't bring it to school, of course. Yeah. But you never know if I'm going to get attacked by a cougar. Or a vampire in the graveyard. Or a ghost. I'm not sure what a gun would do against a ghost.
You don't know that this guy's a vampire. He's just some Chinese guy.
Well, yeah, no, but I do know that vampires exist, and if I'm going to a graveyard alone, I'm going to have protection.
Yeah, you didn't have to go alone.
You could have called up any of us.
Yeah, I didn't want to bug you.
I'm at work right now. It wouldn't be bugging me. I'm going to get called to this place anyway because you're going to murder a man.
Or get murdered by a man. I have no intention of shooting him unless he doesn't explain himself. So anyways, yes, I'm going to submit a request for him to explain himself.
In triplicate.
Have it at the town hall by Monday.
You're not going to shoot me.
Well, I really don't want to.
Wow, he grabs at you again. And again, you nimbly dodge back.
Look, I really don't want to shoot you, but why... What problem do you have with me? Is it because I said vampires are jerks?
You clearly know too much, and you go around blabbing it to everyone.
What? You seem to know a lot. You know about ghosts.
No
also, why
cares
do you care?
About ghosts.
What? I care about ghosts.
Ghost-proof his house.
Yeah, I ghost-proofed my house. And I only go about blabbing to it to very specific people. Like people who know about ghosts. And people who would attack me if they think I knew too much. Apparently.
So, are you just going to talk at him for your turn?
Yeah, I'm gonna talk at him. I really don't want to shoot him. Although the gun is not seeming to act as a very good threat, is it? On a scale of 1 to effective, it gets about a 2.
Can you go ahead and roll me your composure, please?
Oh, I can do that. That's easy. Watch me do it. There we go.
Or listen to you do it.
Oh, yeah.
A roll.
Actually, in this case, I would like to expend a willpower on.
Okay.
Because that's probably important, right?
Maybe.
Oh, cool. Well, I don't want to get murdered by a vampire.
So willpower.
Or a werewolf, or whatever he is.
Oh, you would not. You'd be already dead if it were a werewolf.
How do you know? What if they're not as good as vampires, huh?
The answer is no.
I don't know. Twilight has something to say about that. Anyways, three successes.
Just almost not enough. His face distorts into this fanged, demonic, monstrous thing that it seems like his hands have become wretched claws, and he just looms over you, and his appearance just becomes pants-pissingly terrifying. And in fact, that's just what you do as you turn and run.
Heed yourself,
sir. I'm probably in too much of a panic to thank him for taking care of the ghost problem. Which would be polite, but oh well.
Like, it's completely involuntary. Like, the appearance of this thing short-circuited your goddamn brain. That your body's just like, nope, we're out of here.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go home, change my pants, and go to sleep, and hope I forget about this. And then lock my doors, and then I will also hide under the blankets, because nothing can harm you if I do that.
Forget this.
Nothing can ever get to me if I hide under the blankets.
So, Monday. Does anyone have special Monday plans?
I believe my date was on Tuesday, right?
It was Monday.
It was Monday? Okay, that's my special Monday plan.
Okay. Monday rolls around. Drew, you are driving up to the middle of goddamn nowhere where you were supposed to meet Rufus to build his house.
It's... Well, I called up a couple of contractor buddies.
Right, as you promised him, I assume you called up any friends you have in the business, and you're all supposed to go up there and look over the blueprints with him. And
yep.
Get quotes and estimates and exciting contractor stuff.
Hell yeah. That's what my dad does. Step. Anyway, so yeah. I'm gonna head up there, and I'm going to try my best to be on time.
Okay. Well, events might conspire against you, because you're driving up there. Early, out in the middle of the woods, you drive past sort of a little dirt road, just sort of a path, and shortly after you pass it by, a black car pulls out after you. It seems to be coming up on you pretty fast.
Wait, what the hell? What kind of car is it? Like, is it a little sports car, or?
It's the sort of car a murderer would drive.
You look in your rearview mirror, it's kind of like a black town car, and the driver is wearing a ski mask.
It's weird. Alright, well, I don't have any reason to believe that he's scary yet until he tries to ram me.
He seems pretty scary as he moves over to the other lane and starts pulling up alongside of you.
Hmm. And then ramming.
Okay. Is he pulling out a gun or something?
No. He just turns the wheel and slams into you, trying to move you up the road.
Alright, I'm going to have to try and lose this guy then.
I would like for you to make me a dexterity drive roll.
Okay. Well, that's 5 dice. I have that skill.
Good for you. It's going to come in handy right now.
Driving a sports car, does that count?
Yeah. If you have a sports car specialty and that's what you're driving, it does indeed count.
No, it's I just have drive. I don't have a specialty in it.
Okay.
But yeah. All right, well, I'm going to roll. Oh, shit. 3 successes. I think so, anyway. It's 8 and above, right?
Yes.
All right. Also, it's not actually a... Yeah, Matt has pointed out in the chat, also, it's a Mustang, and I explicitly said it was kind of a shitty car.
Okay, so he pulls up alongside you. You can see he's swerving to ram into you. You just sort of slam your brakes, and he swerves out of control and basically throws his car off the road and tumbles over.
How was that?
Down a slope. His car rolls a few times before ending up upside down.
I catch his license plate?
Not at the time, but you can probably stop, get out, and look if you want.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna see whose car that was. And file a police report. Later.
Okay. You stop the car, and it looks like, yeah,
can I pull, a hammer out of my trunk or something like that, just in case?
Sure. You stop your car and pull out your biggest hammer.
The one that I smashed the locket with, my sledgehammer.
And you look down the hill, it looks like this car is partially crumpled upside down against a tree. Leaking fluid, its wheels are still rotating and against nothing.
Shit.
Serves it right.
Alright, yeah, I'm gonna head down there and, see if this guy's okay. Shit.
He is most definitely not okay.
Oh, no.
He seems to have hit his head against the wheel and there's blood trickling out. He's hanging upside down by the seatbelt. His blood is sort of oozing into his ski mask.
It's not good. Alright, shit. I can't just leave the guy here. I'm gonna pull the ski mask off him.
Okay. You pull
Can I try and pull him out of his car?
Yeah. I mean, you reach in and unbuckle him and he sort of slumps down into your arms and you drag him out.
Come on, come on. God damn it. I don't know anything about helping this guy out either. Yeah. Alright. Yeah, first I'm gonna get the ski mask off though.
Okay.
You pull it off. This guy? I mean, he's just some dude.
No, he's got sort of a wide face with a pug like nose and massive, unkempt brown hair. And he's got a big gash along his forehead, and, but you don't, he doesn't look familiar to you at all.
Jeez. Alright, well, I'm gonna call 911.
Okay. 911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, we got an, I was just driving along, this guy, swerved in front of me, and he kind of just careened off the road. I'm on, I don't know what street I'm on. My character knows what street
I'm on.
You
give him the location. Yeah.
I'm going to give him the location, say, this guy's really badly hurt. I just pulled him out of his car. He had some kind of ski mask on. Man, I took it off. I took it off him, because he's bleeding really badly here. I didn't want to, I don't know, I just didn't want it to get in anything. Is there anything I should be doing right now? Like, what do I need to do to help this guy?
Well, the most important thing is don't move him any more than is necessary.
Yep, got it. Check. That's a given.
If he's bleeding, get a clean cloth and apply pressure to the head, and then just stand by. Paramedics and police are on their way.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna head back to my I'm gonna hang up and head back to my car, and I'm gonna look through my supplies and see if I have a few clean cleaning rags.
I'm sure you have something you can
come in here. I'm probably doing my tools, and I'm gonna give Rufus Irons a call too. I'm gonna let him know about this.
Irons.
Hey, Mr. Irons, it's Drew Russell here. Listen, I'm on my way. I was on my way to meeting you. I just want to let you know. It's really bad accident right here. This car just kind of like flew right off the road, and I'm gonna be a little bit late. I'm the only one here. I gotta make sure that, you know, 911 gets here and stuff. Do you mind if I'm just a little bit late?
What happened exactly?
Well, there was this car following behind me, and I don't know, he pulled up alongside me. I think he was trying to pass me or something, but you know, he bumped me a little bit, and I put the brakes on so that, you know, I wouldn't go off the road, and he just kind of swerved and fell into a ditch. He's not looking very good right now, and I just called 911. Probably gonna end up filing a police report on this and stuff, just to make sure he's okay. I'm really sorry. I just can't leave this guy here.
I understand. Mr. Russell, when you file your police report, I would thank you to leave my name out of it.
I don't think you have anything to do with this at all.
I mean, right, just don't.
I was just on your way to your place.
You were coming up to see me. I don't want to get involved with any bad press, you know.
Oh, no, of course not. Yeah. No, it's just, you know, this has nothing to do with you. I'm just going to be a little late is all, okay?
You take all the time you need. We'll schedule another appointment.
I can. You sure? Are you all right? I'm sorry about that, man. I just don't want to. Yeah, I just want to make sure he's all right.
Yes, you take all the time you need. We'll work something out later. I promise.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Irons. I appreciate it. I'm really sorry about this.
Not your fault.
All right. I gotta make sure he's okay. I'll see you later. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so 911, applying pressure to the wound.
Yeah.
Gonna try and clean him up.
Roll me intelligence medicine, please.
I don't have medicine.
He gonna die.
So does that mean I get a minus two?
It's actually minus three unskilled for a mental skill.
How much willpower can I put into this? Just one?
Just one.
Okay, I'm gonna have to put some willpower into this then, so I can just roll the two.
Okay, well, even if you go down to zero dice, you still get to make a chance roll, which means if you get a success, it's a for real success, but if you get a one, it's a dramatic failure.
Nah, I've got to, I'm just going to put the willpower into this. I want to make sure this guy is okay. I know he just tried to kill me, but I'm better than that.
You put pressure on his head and you collapse his skull.
Let's see if that's what happens, so. Oh, shit! 9 out of 5!
Okay.
Is that when you're working?
I really hope that's enough.
Yes, you essentially kneel down next to him, clean the area around the wound and keep pressure on his head. It seems like a long time before the paramedics arrive, but it can just be the way stressful situations stretch time. Paramedics arrive on the scene very shortly, followed by police. The EMTs kneels next to this guy and starts breaking out his first aid kit. Thank you, sir. You did great. If you want to stand aside, I'm sure the officer want to have a conversation with you.
Yeah, of course. Please. I'm going to back off, let him work.
Okay. Collin County Deputy approaches you. Takes your statement.
Alright, I am gonna let him know that, I was just driving along. I'm gonna say I was looking at a job, I'm not gonna say explicitly where, you know, just so I know why I was around here. And I'm just gonna, you know, the guy came up behind me, he pulled up aside from me, he swerved into me, and then I put the brakes on, and he just careened off over the side. That's it. Just straight up.
Okay. He will ask if you think the guy was intentionally trying to ram you.
Yeah. I believe so, but I don't know why.
Never seen him before?
Have I ever seen this guy before? Like, I saw his face. Do I recognize it at all?
You've never seen him before.
Never seen this man before in my life.
Anyone have any sort of grudge against you? Anyone want to wish you harm?
No, I don't think so. No.
No, you're not in trouble here, but I need to know, were you driving aggressively? Did you cut him off? Were you tailgating him? Anything like that that might have provoked this sort of reaction?
No, I was in front of him, and I was driving the speed limit.
Well, there's your problem.
Okay. He takes down all your information, tells you basically he's going to write up a preliminary report, but your car is perfectly drivable, and you are free to go.
Okay. Wow. I'm a little rattled. I'm going to hit the Oliver Twist.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I should mention, since it's never actually been stated, but it's not the Oliver, the name twist. It is the Olive or Twist.
I see. Okay.
Because that's what you can garnish a martini with.
All right.
But yeah, I'm just going to kind of hit the bar and...
You head to the bar. By the time you get there, it's about 1:30 in the afternoon.
I'm going to order lunch and just kind of, you know, tell Ollie that I had a crazy day. And, yeah, so, I did say I took down his license plate.
Yeah, you got his license plate, and the police officer got his license plate number.
Alright, I think I'm going to not drive anymore today.
Especially since you're getting sloshed at lunch.
Well, yes. No, not... Yes. I don't get... Well, here's the thing about alcoholism. You don't... You never always slosh. It's not that you're always sloshed. It's that you always have a little in your system. And then sometimes when you do get sloshed, you get really sloshed.
Indeed. You can also replenish your willpower.
All right.
Because you were drinking at lunch.
Yep.
That if you need to do anything else today, it's going to be a hindrance to you.
I always have the negatives to my stats just posted here just in case I need to refer to it. This is why my wits is now 2 because of the -1. But anyway, how would I check on a license plate? I guess I'd go to the DM. No, I wouldn't go to the DMV. Do you guys know how people...
Arthur Levi, and he'd hook you up.
I don't think it's public information. I think you need to talk to law enforcement.
Well, fortunately, I know a guy in law enforcement whom I'm going to give the call to. Matt?
You're calling me while you're drunk at lunch to tell me that you got in a car crash?
Of course. That's a great idea.
Oh. No.
Well, I mean, like, I'm gonna receive the story anyway, and you won't be drunk in the story. It is, that's the first impression you want me to get.
I just got into a car accident. It's weird. Swerved right into me.
Oh. No, actually, you know what I should do is, I actually assume that the Oliver Twist is within walking distance of my apartment, which is why I figured Like, I'm not going to be driving anymore today.
Okay.
But I'm going to go back to my place, and I'm going to turn on my laptop, and I'm going to file a claim with my insurance company.
Okay.
Seems like a really good idea. Then I'm going to maybe lay down, wait until I'm not drunk anymore, and then call Levi.
Okay. In the meantime, Lori, do you work Mondays?
I'm going to say no, because Mondays are siesta days.
The zoo is closed on Mondays.
Well, I just don't give a fuck on Mondays.
I assume she doesn't work every single day. Okay. Around noon, your phone starts blowing up with text messages.
Oh god, describe blowing up.
Where are you? What are you doing? You don't answer in 30 seconds. You want to come over?
Oh, Jesus.
Just to be sure, is it Karina?
It is.
Who else would it be?
It could be Liz, which would be really pleasant.
Who's much true. Less clingy. Matt is doing an excellent impression of an overly attached girlfriend.
Are you sure you're not my girlfriend, Matt?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna be a bad girlfriend partner thing. I wanna take it slow. I'm just gonna not have my phone and go for a walk somewhere in the woods or something. Maybe I'll go check out, that one place we went to. That was really naturey. Where we were looking for that kid and we all drove our cars.
Jekyll Park?
Yeah! I'll just leave my phone in, I don't know, at my house and go on a walk in the woods. Where she can't find me. I really don't want to talk to Karina today.
Okay. Well, you go on a very relaxing walk through the woods. It's actually quite a lovely day.
It's a beautiful Monday. It's Monday, people are at work, and I'm in the woods. Oh, it's great. Can I go to that guy's house?
Which guy?
Can I get lost and go to that guy's house?
Oh, you want to go all the way up to Echo Lake and go see Jonah.
Well, maybe I'll just check out the lake. I mean, there's more to that area.
Well, I thought you meant the park you went to when you were investigating the missing kid. But if you want to drive all the way up to the woods, you are welcome to accidentally go to Jonah's house.
Okay. No, I really just want to check out the area he lives.
Okay.
And maybe stumble on his house.
Well, Echo Lake is a very serene and clear place. It is very quiet, and in fact, any small sound that occurs, like the sound of birds, echoes across the lake.
Ah, imagine. It's surprising.
When you go across to accidentally stumble upon Jonah's house, you find the cabin much as you remember it. There is fresh tilled earth out front with little green sprouts starting to poke out the front of it. Cabin doesn't seem to have any windows of any kind. Just kind of weird. But it might just be due to the simplicity that it's just notched logs connected together.
Beautiful. Can I check out the sprouts and identify them?
Sure. How would you like to... Well, do you have any sort of gardening experience?
I like plants. I've got two in science. Plants are science.
It looks like corn sprouts.
Corn! Holy cow, that's neat. Ah, I want to check out his garden. Are there any freshly dug up places of interest around?
Oh, yeah, make me a wits composure.
Three, that's five dice. I got two successes.
Okay, well, there's some fresh tilled earth in front in the garden. It looks like a very new garden, but around back you also find a patch of, a large patch, really, of earth that looks like it's been recently dug up.
Well, that's odd. I wonder what's under here. I'm sure the owner won't mind if I'm just a little bit nosy. In broad daylight. Oh, is it? Well, it's out back. It's behind their house. And there are no windows. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll just take a peek.
What does take a peek mean exactly?
I'll just dig down a little, see what's down there.
Okay. Well, you start brushing away some earth. It seems very deep for a garden.
Very deep.
It looks like a deep hole. If you want to see what's in there, you're gonna have to really dig your hands in and,
I love playing with dirt. I'll do that for a little bit, I guess.
Okay. You dig deep, you know, plunging your hands in little scoops, and suddenly you grab something hard and cylindrical. You sort of force it and pull it out, and you find a bow about a foot and a half long.
Can I identify the bone? Or where it came from?
Yeah, intelligence medicine.
Intelligence medicine! Oh, two successes.
It is a human humerus. Bone that goes from, like, the elbow to the shoulder.
I'm gonna put this back and then walk away.
Okay. To where?
Probably my car. And then I'm going to drive to... Should I alert the authorities? Who would I tell? I found a human body. That's a big deal.
Sometimes people would call the police in this kind of instance.
Yeah, maybe there's like a park ranger or something. Because this is Echo Lake. Is this a reserve or something?
No.
I don't have bureaucracy, I don't think. Politics, so I don't know who
I
have
to talk
to. You
have a friend who is a police officer.
Also, the title of sheriff is just a police officer for unincorporated areas that aren't part of a town.
Oh my god. I guess I have to call Levi, but I don't have a phone.
No, you expressly left your phone at home.
I certainly did. I guess I'll go on my way back home. If there's like a IHOP or a Dunkin' Donuts or something on the way, I want to stop there. And eat food and calm myself, because that's unnerving. I touched the dead body of a human. I've been concealed. Oh, God.
Okay. You find a little mom-and-pop donut shop where you sit down.
I love those.
Eat donuts and drink coffee.
Are there policemen around? Because this is where they would congregate, right?
Yes. It looks like there's some sort of... you're not sure exactly what it is. He's wearing a uniform, maybe a sheriff or a deputy, or... You probably don't know police uniforms that well. But he is sitting down, reading a paper, drinking a coffee. He's sort of a short, pudgy little man. He has taken no notice of you thus far.
I would like to ask him very politely. Excuse me, sir. I was wondering what your uniform signifies. Are you an officer of the law?
I'm part of the Maine State Patrol.
The State Patrol. What do you guys do? Do you just give people tickets on the highway, or do you do other things as well? Is that a bad question to ask? I don't know.
We do other things.
Oh.
So, did you want something?
Kind of. Well, I have a question. If for example, I was at Echo Lake and I found something odd and I wanted to report that, who would I report that to? Hypothetically speaking.
Odd meaning what?
Maybe a dead body? Hypothetically speaking.
You should call up your local sheriff.
My local sheriff?
Did you find a dead body?
No.
Manipulation, subterfuge.
Three. Hold on. Subterfuge. I don't have subterfuge. I'll put Will into it. Okay. Ugh. Oh, I failed.
No successes?
None. God damn it, Will.
He gets up, loudly dragging his chair across the floor as he does so, hefting himself up to his full height that still requires him to look up to you. Why don't you tell me the truth?
I might have been snooping on somebody else's property, and I might have found what is definitely a humorous bone of a human, but I don't know who to tell.
Alright. Where exactly did you find this?
In a cabin by Echo Lake.
The old hermit's place?
Is he a hermit? I don't know. I was just looking at his garden and then I was curious and now there's a body.
Alright, calm down.
Oh. I'm gonna drink more coffee and eat another donut.
I'm going to report this in, and then I'm going to go have a look.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, I found the bone in behind the house. That's his property still. I was trespassing. Am I in trouble?
You're not in trouble. I'm going to need all your information, and then you can wait here.
Okay. I will comply.
Okay, you are giving him real information?
Should I give him real information, or should I give him fake information? Can I give him, like, not all my real information?
Meaning what?
My name is Lori, but my last name is Barnes, with a B. I don't know. I don't want to really be involved. I don't want to give her my full information.
Okay. Make me a manipulation subterfuge roll.
Again?
Sure, you took subterfuge.
I didn't. I was like, I'm gonna be an honest and forthright character. That didn't happen.
It didn't.
Should I put more fate into it? I don't know. I mean, willpower. Yeah, sure, I'll put more willpower into it. It's not like, you know, I use them for anything else. Okay. This looks good. Oh, that's fantastic. I got 4 successes.
All right. He completely buys the crock of shit information you tell him. Okay. And he takes off. Levi, a short time later, you get a call at home.
Hello?
Hey, Sheriff. It's Deputy Andy. Sorry to bother you at home, but I thought you'd want to know about this. Huh? You were up by Echo Lake the other day looking for that missing kid, right?
Yeah, why?
Well, we just got a report. Some lady says they found a dead body up there.
Up at the lake? Like, by the side of the lake?
Yeah, you know the old hermit? He's got that weird cabin up there?
I think that, I met him when we were looking for that kid, but I didn't talk to him.
Somebody's saying that he's stashing dead bodies in the back garden.
Who's saying this?
Lori Barnum?
Lori Barnum.
No one will ever know.
I see, and this was reported to our office?
No. I guess one of the stadies is going up to take a look right now.
Why? What? Shouldn't he be on the highway, though?
I guess he figured he's in the area. He might as well take a look before he calls in all the CSI and all that crap.
All right. Thank you, Andy, for letting me know. Anything else going on?
We had a weird car accident.
Oh, really?
This guy
weird
says
how?
Some guy in a ski mask tried to run him off the road. Ended up crashing into a tree and cracking his own head open, though.
Oh. Who was it?
No ID on him yet. Still John Doe. Car came back stolen.
Figures.
Been a weird day.
Yeah.
It's Monday.
I think I'm gonna head up to the cabin by Echo Lake and see if I can inform the Stady that he doesn't work here.
You sure? I mean, you're not on duty yet.
That's alright. It's Monday. Nothing exciting is open anyway.
If you say so. Well,
right,
good luck.
See you when I come to the office. Later, Andy.
Yeah, let me know how it turns out with the Unabomber and his dead body collection.
Oh, that's not nice to say.
Guy lives alone in a shack. Oh.
See you, Andy.
Later. He hangs up on you.
All right. I will do that thing.
Okay. Driving up to Echo Lake. You in any particular hurry?
What time is it?
It's early afternoon.
What time did I say I went to work?
I don't think you work the night shift. I think you said you... I don't remember. But you work overnights, so... Probably not yet.
Right, but I mean, like... Driving up to Echo Lake and back, it'll be hours.
It's only about 20 minutes out of town.
Oh, okay, never mind. Alright, I'll just go up there, then, as I am. Dressed in my whatever it is that I wear on Tuesdays, Mondays.
What is it that you wear on Mondays?
jeans and a t-shirt.
Did I'm you not at work with right you?
Now. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. You driving in any particular hurry?
No. Well, sort of. I don't want this statey thing to get out of hand. I don't want to speed and get pulled over by some other jackass statey, though.
Okay. You drive up to Echo Lake Park and, I assume, sprint towards Jonah's cabin.
Yes.
You get there, there seems to be some sort of commotion.
Oh, shit.
You round the back of the house and you see a squat, overweight statey leaning over some overturned earth. You find a few scattered bones and also the pale, filthy face of Lucas Price, complete with holes through the head. Partially uncovered in the ground. And the statey is talking excitedly into his radio.
What is he saying?
We got a real situation here. We're going to need the CSI coming up from Augusta. We're going to need to bring everyone. We are talking serial killer.
Wow.
Start digging into the records. Look for missing hikers, whoever got lost in this area. I checked the house. There's no sign of anyone.
So, hi.
He turns and puts his hand on the gun. Stay where you are!
I am a Kennebec County Sheriff.
You got a badge to go with that story?
I am going to reach into my pocket to withdraw it. I am not taking out a gun.
Okay. Just go slow. So you show him your badge?
Yes.
Usually cops wear uniforms.
Well, I'm off duty right now. My deputy called and said he got a report about this.
Well, I'm taking care of it. You know anything about this guy?
This guy, dude. What do you know so far? Never seen this guy.
I know he lives in a cabin up here, apparently by himself. Kind of a piece of shit. He doesn't have any food here either. dirt floor in the bedroom. Probably more bodies buried under there. I know he's one sick fuck, apparently.
How do you know that?
He's got at least 2 dead people buried in his backyard.
Wait, 2? I just see there's this guy right here.
And then bones that came from at least 1 other person.
Oh. Alright. Well, how old are the bones?
Do I look like Indiana Jones to you? I don't know, no, old. You
definitely don't look like Indiana Jones.
So you're going to tell me what you know about this guy?
I've never seen this guy. I don't know him. I don't think he lives in Nightingale. He's never had a problem with the police before.
Maybe you just weren't paying attention.
Is there anyone else here, or is it just the sheriff? Or the Stady?
It's just him. Look, we get a hysterical woman. She was snooping around up here for some reason.
Why was she up here?
My hunch says this guy's a dealer of some sort. She was coming up to get her fix. Couldn't find the guy, went snooping around trying to find a stash, and instead found a different kind of stash.
So, you think that this guy who lives here was a dealer, or this dead guy's a dealer?
The guy who lives here is a dealer. Sometimes deals go bad, people OD, he buries them in the back.
Well, that doesn't make him a serial killer.
What would you call it?
Allegedly, if what you're saying is true, a drug dealer. But someone ODs, it doesn't make him a killer.
Somebody put a bullet through that guy's brain.
Maybe he did it himself. Maybe he came up here looking
buried himself in the back garden.
No. Maybe the resident here came home and found a dead body on his lawn, didn't want to get the police involved. So he just buried it.
Well, guess what?
And he lives...
You're about to be involved.
By sunset, yeah, I'm here.
We're going to have CSI, Stadies, everyone tearing this place apart with a fine-tooth comb. We're going to find this bastard. And we're going to find anything else he has buried here.
So you're just going to tear this guy's house up, pretty much?
Yes. He's got 2 dead bodies in his back garden. That's probable fucking cause.
Is there anything suspicious inside the house?
No food, almost nothing to cook with, no bed, just a bedroom with a bare dirt floor. I think this guy
might be
full of Unabomber.
Oh god, everybody with their Unabomber.
Well, he lives in a shack, secluded from society without technology.
Maybe this dead guy is the resident. I mean, he doesn't keep any food here because this is just if he were a drug dealer, maybe he only comes here to deal. He doesn't live here. And like you said, maybe a deal went wrong and the dealer came up on the losing end.
All right. Well, we're still going to have forensics all over the place to find out who killed him.
Uh-huh. And they would be reporting to the state police?
Yes. We do have a much better crime lab than the Kalibeck County Sheriff's Department.
Right, but so does the FBI, and they're not here.
And what the hell is your problem?
Well, I just don't appreciate Stades coming in my jurisdiction, walking all over crime scenes without letting us know.
I let your deputy know. And then he called you. That's why you're here instead of at home with a dick in your mouth.
Why would I have a dick in my mouth? That's just hateful.
Look, do you want to make yourself useful? How about you go pick up that lady and question her? I'm going to be waiting here for the competent people to tear this place apart.
Oh, no. Who have you called in already?
I called into my superior and requested forensics and crime scene investigators. You know how we investigate crimes?
Yeah, I'm familiar with investigating crimes. I just don't understand why you're doing it instead of my office.
Because we got the tip.
Right, so you should pass it along to the people who actually work here and go back to the highway.
I am Maine State Police. Turns out this is Maine. So unless I fucking wandered into California, I'm in my jurisdiction.
I don't know why you gotta be a dickhead about this. Who's the lady that gave the tip?
Lori Barnum. She's in a coffee shop about 2 miles down the road, south.
Barnes.
No, it was Barnum. Barnum.
This is the
Barnum?
Fake name.
Great.
Oh, okay. Alright. I'll go talk to her, sure.
Yeah, you have fun. My theory is she's tweaking out.
That's not nice to say.
So are you returning to your car?
Yeah, for now. Yeah.
What sure do you I don't want to just murder the guy?
Pop a cap in him, or that two, or six.
Seems a bit much. It might come to that, but not just now. I'll go 2 miles down the road and see you know who.
How long is he, do I have? Like, he left,
it's
and I'm just chilling there.
About half an hour. He did ask you to wait. So, are you waiting?
Do I want to wait? I gave him fake information. So, no, I don't really want to wait. I might wait for a little bit while I'm deciding, like, sitting on the fence. That's why I'm asking for a time frame. Like, I might wait for 15 minutes, and then I'm going to go.
Okay. Well, Levi, you pull up to the donut shop.
Uh-huh.
I assume go inside.
Yes.
Around, there don't seem to be any customers. There's an older lady sitting next to the counter reading a magazine.
Excuse me, ma'am?
Yeah?
What was can there, I get Nothing for me, thank you. I'm with the Kennebec County Sheriff. I'm wondering, was there a woman here who talked to a state police officer recently?
Oh yeah, pretty little thing. Had the shakes pretty bad.
The shakes?
Yeah, she was trembling.
How long ago did she leave?
15-20 minutes.
Ah. Thank you, ma'am. I'll call Lori.
Yeah. It rings through to voicemail.
Which is full, by the way.
Oh, what do I do?
It isn't full. You can leave a message if you want.
I'm not going to leave a message.
You could try texting me. Oh, that'd be hilarious.
How could I let Jonah know he needs to hide more? Do I have any way to contact Jonah?
Every previous time you've just gone up to his cabin.
Well, I can't do that now to contact him.
Try and contact Nathan?
I don't have any
Nathan
way.
Nathan talks to who Nathan needs to talk to.
Do I have any way to talk to Nathan?
Oh, you should try calling Lucas.
Yeah, you know he has Lucas's phone.
I'll call Lucas's phone.
Okay. It rings through to voicemail.
Not gonna leave a message there either. If I were a vampire, where would I go? I'm not saying this in front of the lady, by the way. I'm leaving.
Sitting
where
in the bar, trying to figure out what to do next.
Yes. Shit, shit, shit. Rah. What do I do? Guys, what you got any ideas?
Keep playing with that fire. Maybe someday you won't get burned.
What? That's not very good advice.
Yeah, it's not.
What would Bill do?
I was going to say you could call Bill and ask, but...
He'd probably have some sort of ghost party.
Right. Well, Bill's at school right now. It's kind of unsettling that there are posters going up inviting people to the next meeting of the Midnight Society. And reminding folks, you know, we saw an actual ghost last time.
Oh, no.
It was an actual haunting.
Oh, no.
I wonder if he's getting accosted by students about that.
It doesn't seem to have a big connection to him, but it's definitely created a buzz about the club.
I'm sure that's what they wanted. A good buzz. And all it took was a bit of pants wetting.
Yes.
On your part.
No,
that one poor bastard.
I didn't wet my pants at the ghost.
Lori, where are you going after you leave the donut shop?
I guess I'll go home. Let's see how many messages I've ignored.
Well,
and listened to like half of them.
You've got about 10 text messages. There's only one voice message because you have a missed message from Karina and a missed message from Levi.
And then a missed message from Karina and a missed message from Karina.
Yeah, I was expecting a lot of those.
Right. Well, you get a lot of texts like, where are you? How are you doing? You should come over. Why aren't you answering me? Are you okay? Why are you
all of this within 15 minutes, by the way.
And then she left a voicemail.
Oh, gosh. I better listen to the voicemail.
She's probably pissed.
Probably.
You goddamn cunt! What the fuck? You could at least have the decency to tell me that you hate me now to my face instead of hiding like a fucking coward.
This is all sorts of manipulation. Jeez. How should I address this?
Sometime after. Dear crazy call from Levi.
Well, I'm gonna... He didn't even leave a voice... Well... Yeah, I should probably delete some of these messages. I'm gonna delete messages in my voicemails, and I'll call back Karina, and then we'll see if I get to Levi.
Yeah. She picks up on the first ring. What?
Hey, girl. I just wanted to let you know that I left my phone at home, and so I couldn't respond to any of your things, and that I don't hate you.
Oh. Okay.
Are you okay? You asked if I was okay, but now I'm worried about you.
It's been kind of a rough day.
That Monday, you know.
Why don't you come over? I've got some ice
cream. Okay, you got me an ice cream. I'll be over soon.
Sounds good. See you soon.
Okay, bye. Ice cream's code for sex.
What?
I don't know. Maybe that's true for lesbians. there's anything wrong with that.
Any interaction with Karina is code for sex. Well, while I'm getting ready to go, I guess I'll give Levi a ring.
Levi, you're sitting in your car trying to figure out what the fuck you do now. When you are startled by your phone ringing.
I'll answer it very quickly, too. Hello?
Hi! What's up?
So apparently somebody named Lori Barnum told the state police they found a body up by Jonah's cabin.
Wow, that's a very close name with mine. That's quite a coincidence. Mm.
Yeah, what a coincidental coincidence.
So there are bodies up there, huh? That's terrifying.
So, it was you that spoke to the police, yes?
Questions for you. And they're of a relationship nature. I'm kind of seeing this girl, and I was hoping you would have some advice.
What?
She's really intense. And I like spending time with her, but she's just a little bit psychotic and clingy. And I was wondering, like, should I take note of these red flags? Are the red flags more important than the copious amount of sex we have? What do you think I should do? What do you think the most appropriate thing to do?
What do you mean by red flags?
She has left so many text messages and things and called, and she's really clingy.
Did you want to press charges for stalking or harassment?
I think I could. She hired a private investigator to find out where I work and then visited me at work and then made out with me in front of kids.
So
you did want to press charges, or
what do you think I should do? Should I jump ship in this relationship? Is this too dangerous to hold on to? But then the sex, I mean.
What I think you should do, I think you should decide whether or not you want to press charges and then call the sheriff's office with the result of that decision.
But as a friend, acquaintance? What do you think I should do relationship-wise?
You know, if I had a friend who worked for the police and I found a dead body, I would tell my friend, not some random statey. A statey?
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but I didn't have my phone on me today because of this girlfriend thing. Person. So I wasn't, if hypothetically speaking, this Lori Barnum, was it Barnum? Was me. It's not like.
Oh, do I have a fancy pants computer in my car? Like with the police computer thing?
What are you trying to do exactly?
I want to look up if there's a Lori Barnum in this town.
Oh, fancy pants computer? You mean like, can you access whitepages.com?
Well, I was thinking, like, records, like, look up car registries or something and see if there is a Lori Barnum.
You don't find one.
But there is a Lori Barnes?
No, there's a Lori Barnes.
What?
Her name is Lori Barnes.
Yeah, it's a V. But in Japan, there is...
Oh, Barnes, okay.
See? Yeah.
Well, since Lori Barnum doesn't exist, and you do, I thought maybe it was you.
No, but I am curious as to what's going on. I'm not Lori Barnum. That's not who I am. how are the bodies coming along?
I'll let you know once I find out a little more about it. Since I wasn't told until very recently, and now the state police are taking over on the investigation.
Why? That... Well, work with them.
Yeah. Thanks, Lori. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye. Well, that wasn't very helpful. He didn't even give me his opinion on this. Ugh.
That's not true. I told you should decide if you want to contact the police and then do so.
Decide if I want to press charges? I wanted your opinion about whether or not I should jump ship, not press charges.
That would be a good way to jump ship.
That would be a good way to jump ship. But you didn't tell me that. You didn't even tell me I should press charges. But I digress. I'm gonna get ready and go see Karina.
Okay.
Oh, you know what I should bring? I should bring apple cobbler or something. Apple crisp.
Cobbler.
Apple crisp goes better with ice cream, I think.
No, apple crisp cobbler.
Is that what the full name? Is apple crisp? Apple crisp crop?
No, just make a cobbler out of apple crisp.
Okay. You drive over to Aphrodite. It is closed, but you find the door unlocked when you try it. The air inside is kind of more stagnant than you remember it. And can you roll me resolve plus composure, please?
This again?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to.
You but choose to fail.
I don't want to do that either. Oh, look at that! Two, three successes, because the gravy train keeps on rolling.
Okay. You see no sign of Karina at first, but you go head up to her room. You slide into the back, and despite you having been here several times, it just feels unfamiliar as you ascend the spiral stairs. You see Karina sitting on her bed looking, as always, like she's been photoshopped in real life. She's just wearing nothing but a long t-shirt, and she has a big, like, industrial kitchen-sized tub of ice cream that she is just eating from with a spoon.
That's hilarious. I brought apple crisp.
She waves enthusiastically. Lori!
Hey, Karina. This place certainly is dead, huh?
It's not open.
Because it's a Monday or because it's closed?
Because it's 2:30 in the afternoon.
That makes sense. Where does the time go? Well, here's apple crisp.
Well, thank you. I've got some extra spoons over there.
I'll grab a spoon and we'll pick out.
Okay. So why didn't you have your phone with you?
I just forgot it.
Don't scare me like that, okay?
Okay. Were you scared? I'm sorry.
Like I told you, people have a tendency to just not like me or ditch me, so... You know?
But, Karina, I've told you before that I do like you, and I don't plan to just ditch you.
You promise?
Do I promise not to ditch you? For how long? I don't want to get married or settle down or anything, and neither do you. We've had this talk.
No, you asked if I thought we should move in together, which I say no.
What? Oh, no, I asked if you were going to... No, hold on. I don't... The way you make it sound is that I want to move in, but I actually want to take things slowly. Things are very fast between you and me.
It's how I work, I guess.
It's a little disconcerting. But I still like you all the same.
Good.
You know, you seem to worry quite a bit about how this relationship is going and what I'm up to and if I'm safe. You can take a break from that, you know. You don't have to worry as much as you do.
You seem to worry, too.
What do I worry about?
That I'm moving too fast for you?
Well, that's because you hired a private investigator.
And I then wanted showed up to get to work. Know you.
You know what you could have done instead of hiring a private investigator to have done that? You could have just talked to me more.
Well, you didn't give me your phone number.
I was gonna be back.
And then you weren't.
Like, for a day? You must be very impatient.
It was like 4 days before I hired the detective.
Oh my gosh. I'm just saying, we can talk things out. That's fine.
Well, we're talking now.
We certainly are. Want to have sex?
No, hold on. Just can I finish this?
Well, okay.
She eats about half an industrial tub of ice cream.
How big is an industrial tub of ice cream?
Like a 5-gallon thing.
That's a lot of ice cream.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Okay.
She's just got a big appetite, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing weird there.
She eats a ton of ice cream and then fucks you.
Hooray!
Drew, are you getting up to anything after you finish filing insurance forms?
I'm gonna wait till I'm good to drive again. Not drive, but like, I'm gonna wait till I'm not drunk, and then I'm gonna give Levi a call.
Okay. Levi, have you figured out what you're doing yet?
How long has this been?
Let's say immediately after you finish your call with Lori. Do you have a direction?
I think I'll just drive back up to the cabin.
Alright. Well, your phone rings on your way back up.
Hello?
Levi?
Yes?
Hey, hey, it's Drew, but you probably knew that from the caller ID, unless you didn't keep my number. So you're part of the police force. Did you hear about an accident this morning?
I did. Some guy tried to run someone off the road.
Yeah, listen, that guy was me.
Wait, no, that guy...
No. The dude who got run, or almost got... Okay, this is really... I'm the victim here.
Well, I would say the guy who cracked the skull open is a victim. He might be a victim of himself.
Yeah,
not
really.
Accusing
okay,
you of anything, but you weren't
injured,
were you?
You get what I'm trying to say, though. I'm the guy that the dude who's in... is he okay? Is he alive?
Is he alive? I don't remember what Andy said.
He said he was...
He said he cracked his skull open and was still unidentified. He didn't say the guy died. It seemed implied that he was alive, but you didn't get a detailed report about his condition.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure. I don't have all the details.
Shit. I stayed behind because I couldn't leave that guy. I had a meeting today. My point is, do you think maybe you could figure out, I don't know, who owned the car or who that guy was or something? Because I don't know, like, he seemed really intent on getting me off the road, but he didn't, I got no idea who this guy was. I pulled the mask off, you know, I saw his face, and I couldn't tell who it was at all.
Look, you hadn't been drinking, right?
No, God, no. I mean,
all right.
Afterward, yeah, but you know, anyone would when they were, you know, when they just got out of an accident.
Well.
But no, I was
for some values of anyone, yes.
I was completely straight that day. I did not. I had a big meeting. Like I was gonna look at a job, and I didn't want anything bad to go down. And then just I had to call a guy and cancel, and there was a. You know what? I feel like I gotta go. Can you? Do you know how I could find out if this guy's okay or not?
I don't really know a whole lot about it. I just got a call from my deputy. I'll know more when I get into the office later on today. But I'll let you know what I find out.
All right. Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Really, I do. Hey, what are you up to? Yeah, are you working right now? I thought you said your deputy called you.
I'm sort of off the clock working.
Oh, okay.
You know, justice never sleeps.
Putting in a little overtime, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you go beat up those bad guys, alright.
Yeah, I have to beat up a bad guy.
Yeah. Alright, well, hey, hop to it, okay? You know, do your best. Stay safe out there, okay?
Yeah, you too. Don't go driving now.
Oh, no. I'm gonna lay off the driving for a little bit. I'm a little scared now.
Alright.
Alright, I'll see you later, man.
Later.
Bye.
Do I know, like, a lawyer?
Probably.
I mean, I'm sure I know several lawyers. Do I know any lawyers? Is there, like, a Circles version in this game?
No, not really. I'm fine saying that you know some lawyers. What exactly are you looking for?
Public defender?
I'm looking for a lawyer who would just be able to explain to me, like, the ins and outs of how police jurisdiction would work and if I lawfully could kick this guy off the scene.
My understanding, which is what I'm going with for the uh, for this game is that state police have jurisdiction over the entire state. So basically he can supersede you. They are discouraged from patrolling inside large cities or places that have their own police force, but if for some reason they encounter a crime within someone else's jurisdiction, they supersede it in much the same way that the federal police could supersede them.
Maybe I could get a wig and a car that's been impounded or something and go, like, speeding by the cabin and take shots, like, not to kill the guy, but just shoot at him so he'll be like, oh shit, I have to chase this guy down! And then get in a high-speed police chase and get away from him. Right? With that, what do you guys think of that plan?
Plan.
It is a plan.
Mm-hmm.
There are steps and they're performed in order. It's premeditated.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing, dancer Levi?
I'm going to go back up to the cabin.
Okay. You see the state police officer sitting in his car. Probably for some measure of protection in case whoever lives here comes back before his backup arrives.
Backup? I thought he was just calling forensics people. God damn it. I'm gonna go in the cabin.
Are you trying to sneak by into the cabin?
No, I'm just gonna walk up to it.
My music.
Okay. As you start walking up to the cabin, he opens his door and yells out, hey!
What hey again! Doing? Checking around inside to investigate this crime. There was a body found here, so I have probable cause to look inside.
Just watch your step, okay?
Yeah, I know how to work a crime scene, thanks.
Yeah, he doesn't stop you, don't you?
Dude.
You walk into the cabin, it's unlocked.
I need to look around. I need to find... Maybe I can just talk to Jonah. Jonah! God damn it, he can't hear me. He's not here. Is there anything interesting aside from no bed and no food and no cooking?
You go around the kitchen, and as much like you saw before, it looks like a pretty rustic cabin. There's a couple cans of like beans and kind of prepared food that you can just heat up. You go into the room you weren't allowed to go into before. It's recognizable as a bedroom only because it has a dresser and wardrobe with some clothes. There's a fire axe that leans against the wall, and there's a couple other tools and accoutrements, but there's no bed or anything like that. It has a plain dirt floor. This place doesn't seem to have a bathroom of any sort.
Yeah. That's kind of gross. And there's nothing like how to vampire in case of emergency, like a handbook and a wardrobe or something.
Vampire in case of emergency. Oh, you start going through his wardrobe?
Yes.
You find an old folded up piece of paper. You carefully unfold and it looks like a charcoal drawing of Jonah with a plain faced young woman and a small boy.
Is there anything on the back?
Yes. There is a date.
What's the date?
I'll tell you after I check my notes. It says November 1827.
1827.
Yes.
I'm gonna take that drawing. I'm gonna like fold it back up and put it in my pocket.
Okay.
Is there anything else like identifiable to Jonah here?
Yeah, you go through and you find an old deed to the land. Back in the days when they would hand write deeds to land.
How old?
1819. Issued by the state of Massachusetts.
What? Well, shit. I'm gonna take that too. Anything else? It's to Jonah Crate though, right? It's not like to Jeremiah Wilhelm or anything like some alternate name.
It is not to Jonah Crate. It is addressed to Thaddeus Crate.
Oh. Well. I'm still gonna take it. Nothing else though?
There's some old clothes. Some old wilderness survival stuff. A spade, you know, mess kit. Some fur pelts.
But I mean, nothing that would be identifiable to Jonah.
No. You assume his fingerprints are all over this place.
Vampires don't have fingerprints, but.
Okay.
Thanks anyway. Oh shit, how can I contact him?
You have no idea.
Oh.
No matter how many times you ask, you still don't know. You assume he's somewhere hiding from the sun.
Well, this place doesn't have any windows. He could hide in here. Maybe he just is invisible. Maybe he buries himself. Is the dirt, like, tore up?
No, it looks like kind of a packed earth.
He didn't give me any guidance for what to do if something like this happened, huh?
No, turns out you did not have much of an orientation.
Oh, man. Shit, I bet Lucas would know what to do, too.
Yeah, what happened to him?
Something. He moved away.
Can I call his phone again? Maybe Nathan will pick up this time. God damn it, Nathan's hiding from the sun too!
Yeah, it's still daytime, motherfucker.
Shit! Maybe I could just wait for him.
Just where are you waiting for him?
I guess I'll go out to my car. Wait for him. Okay. Or I'll wait for it to get a little bit darker. Okay. I'll pretend to talk on my phone.
As the sun is starting to set, you wait for a while, I presume. Some forensics people and some more state police arrive. They start extensively digging up the back garden, pulling ever more bones out of there. The only fresh body seems to be that of Lucas Price.
Wait, more bones like several bodies or just the rest of the bones of this body?
At least several bodies worth.
Oh. Maybe the forensics guys won't be dicks.
some of the state police start combing over the house, but pretty quickly establish to their satisfaction that there's no secret basement, there's no one hiding anywhere in there, they can't find any identifying signs. You do hear murmurs that they plan on digging up the dirt floor in the bedroom once they finish with this. But they're going to wait for specialized equipment.
Oh, specialized equipment. Oh, maybe... can I talk to the forensics guys?
Sure.
How many bodies worth of bones is this that you've found so far?
Hard to say, at least four. Looks like three men and a woman, plus the fresh one we found. He's ripe within a couple of weeks, depending if he was preserved at all.
How old are the other ones? Like, how long have these bones been decomposing? I mean, if they were killed recently, wouldn't there still be some flesh or something?
If I was to take a guess, I mean, we don't know if this guy treated them, boiled them, or anything. But I would say decades.
Hmm.
Whoever he is, he's been at it for a while.
Any indication of how the other people died? Obviously, this one died from a gunshot, but anything on the skeletons that would tell you how they died?
Not a lot. I could tell you it doesn't look like their heads were bashed in, but there's all sorts of... Don't see any gunshot wounds. There's a lot of stuff that's not going to cause significant damage to the bone. They could have been poisoned, suffocated, drowned, starved. I mean, even cuts might not leave a significant mark on the bone.
Hmm. It's weird that if this guy is killing a bunch of people, he would switch things up and go from, you know, preserving these skeletons without damaging them to just saying fuck it and shooting them in the head.
Yeah. Might only be a matter of time before we get the FBI down here and start working on a psych profile.
Oh, man. Have you guys looked at... Well, not you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
What about... Are there any nicer looking stadies than the fat, ugly one?
Yeah, there's a sort of... young rookie-looking guy who's just sort of milling around by the front door of the cabin.
Hey, officer.
Hey. What can I do for you?
Just trying to get an idea for what's going on here.
You're the sheriff, right?
I am.
Well, what's going on here is a whole lot of waiting while the science guys do their thing. Hopefully, whoever lives here comes back soon, and we can take him down nice and easy.
Yeah. Hopefully they do come back soon. But, I mean, with all these people around here, they're probably going to see from a ways out that something's going on, and they'll just bug out.
Yeah. Don't have a lot of other option, though.
Well, maybe you guys could all clear out, and, I mean, I'm in plain clothes. I could just hang around behind the cabin or something and wait for someone to show up.
Seems pretty dangerous.
Well, it's a dangerous line of work.
You want to make me a manipulation plus persuasion at a -3 penalty?
-3?
-3? You better put some fate into that, boy.
Manipulation.
I mean, willpower.
Persuasion. Yeah, I'm gonna use a fate.
Willpower.
Fate power.
Fate will.
Wait, I need to look at the numbers I just added up again. Persuasion, manipulation, minus 3, plus 3. Okay.
So, yeah.
There goes.
Straight manipulation, persuasion.
Yep. I got 1.
But we'll go talk it over with the guy in charge of the scene. You know, it might be our best bet of catching this guy before he disappears in some other woods.
Alright, appreciate it.
He walks away.
Alright. Are there noises inside? Maybe Jonah has an elevator or something from underground.
You know, the sun is starting to set, so... why don't you make me a wits composure?
Oh god. I hope he doesn't kill me for my transgression. Wits composure.
You didn't do anything wrong. Fail him.
Well, as soon as I took over being the ghoul, all of a sudden there's all kinds of police. I got 2.
You think you hear soft footsteps on dirt from inside?
I will go inside.
Okay. You walk in. The bedroom door seems to be closed, which is... This seems to be the source of the noise.
I'll go in.
Okay. You throw open the door. You see Jonah standing there. Looks like he's stretching.
I'll close the door behind me.
You ever heard of Jonah knocking?
I think there have been a lot of people here today knocking. How did you get in here?
I was in here all day.
No. I was in here looking for you earlier and you weren't here. Actually, a lot of people were in here, I think.
Why are there a lot of people at my cabin?
A hiker found Lucas's body, and they started digging up the back lawn. So, however you got here...
Yeah, hold on a second. I need to do a thing.
A thing?
You gon' die.
He's not killing me, is he?
He just starts to see, like he is fucking hating with his entire body. In your mind, you can almost picture a person holding the choke chain off an angry fucking jaguar that's about to break loose and start killing.
Now look, Jonah, I know this is bad. I'm trying to get rid of them right now, but I'm just saying, in case I can't, then maybe you should lay low, or just gotta get out of this house for right now.
What are you going to do about this?
I think I convinced the police to go. Maybe. For now. I don't know if they'll be back.
So you want me to run, hide from my domain, where I've lived since before your grandfather was a glint in his father's eye?
Well, I mean, what else could I do? There's a lot of cops out there.
Isn't that why I have my own cop?
Right, and like I said, I think I gave him a story that'll get him out of here, but I'm not sure. The guy seemed to buy it, but I'm not sure if he has the pull to actually get rid of all these people.
So you get rid of them, then what?
Then, well, alright, is there a record that you own this house?
I have a deed.
Uh-huh. But I mean, at, like, town hall, there's not, like, does this property, let's say, whoever lived here, and I'm not saying it's you, but if someone else lived here and they went to jail, would this property be, you know, given to someone, or what would happen to that?
It has been passed down through the Crait family since 1819.
So as long as taxes are paid or whatever, no one's going to come checking on this place, right?
They shouldn't.
So, if we could find someone to come here and, you know, make them think it was this person, not you, who killed someone and buried them in the lawn, or in the backyard, then nobody would come looking around here anymore, right?
Who's our patsy?
That's a very good question. What about, Teddy Tunt? No. Bill would love that. Who is our patsy? Has nobody given you trouble that you would want to get rid of?
I can think of someone.
Well, if I can set it up, I'll make it happen.
It's amazing.
I hope it's not me!
It's amazing.
I hope it's not me.
It's amazing.
The freshest body. It's a gunshot wound, right?
Yes.
I haven't really kept up on modern policing, but my understanding is that they can tell what type of gun killed someone.
Yeah. I mean, if we found a gun and a bullet, we actually could determine if that specific gun was what killed him.
Excellent. In that case, I think everything is in place.
Well, Not quite, because the gun that killed him is mine.
He just sort of smiles at you.
It's you!
Jonah, why me? Why?
Because you're here and you shot Lucas.
It's really easy to frame you.
When you actually did it.
Yes.
You should frame somebody else. You should show the initiative and prove your worth as a ghoul.
Yeah, but I can't help you if I go to prison. I mean, that's the only reason I did this, was to help you.
Good job. Well, I'll just get out of your hair while you deal with this. He starts to shrink down in that unnerving way. His limbs start to shrivel up and blacken as he becomes a small little bat.
Oh, how's the bat gonna get out, though?
He starts flying towards... He flies out the bedroom door, and then... So it's waiting for someone to open the front door, hanging
above the top of it.
Oh. All right, then I'll open the door.
Okay.
And I'll pretend the bat, like, is in my hair or whatever. Ah, get away, what the fuck?
He flutters out and flies away.
All right. Nobody saw that, right?
Somebody probably saw it, but it's just...
You didn't actually creepy old cabin. Someone.
It probably has bats in it.
Good. That's exactly what I was going for.
Excellent impression of someone who's been traumatized by a bat.
Good. Who do I know that would make a good patsy?
So, the, one of the state troopers, walks up to you. He's not someone you've talked to before.
Oh, good.
You're the sheriff, right?
That's right.
Well, I think you had a pretty good idea. We're gonna get all the bodies out of here, clean it up as best we could, have a few officers stake out inside the house until this guy comes back.
Alright, that sounds good.
Now maybe we can catch him with his pants down.
Yeah, I mean... Even if he brings someone else back here, if we have people here, then you could prevent another victim from piling up too.
This does seem more like a sheriff's department sort of thing. If you can spare the men to keep this place staked out.
I mean, we could if you guys. It seemed like one of the officers I talked to earlier was very, very pro state's jurisdiction. Didn't want to let go of the scene, so.
Yeah, Wilkins is kind of an asshole.
And no offense, I got that sense from him.
Yeah. Well, we got all the bodies. We might send somebody by to X-ray the floor of the house, see if there's anything else down there. But in the meantime, we're just gonna run ballistics and forensics, see what we can find out about these people and how they died.
Okay.
If you can keep the place staked out, figure maybe 10 days. If he doesn't come back in that time, probably not coming back.
Yeah, he might have already seen the cop cars and stuff and skipped town.
Right. We'll also have to check the records office, see if we can find out something about who owned this place, get a description out there.
Right. I mean, if he were dumb enough to stick around in town, there could be a chance that one of us see him around.
Yeah. So the state police appreciate your cooperation in this matter. If you could get someone out here, we're gonna load up these bodies and start putting Humpty Dumpty back together again.
All right.
He reaches out and shakes your hand.
I'll shake his hand.
You are going to need to make me a morality check as soon as I work out how bad it is.
It's not that bad. I didn't kill anyone this time.
Yeah, zero people died. That's an improvement.
I didn't kill anyone.
Covering up murder, though.
Yes, you are lying to the police to cover up a murder. Well, multiple
yeah,
murders.
Like self-defense, really. I mean, what's he gonna do, go to jail?
I want you to roll me 3 dice.
3 dices. Where's the dice roller? Oh, okay. Can I use a willpower?
Nope.
Oh, well, I got no successes.
Your morality decreases by 1. What are you at right now?
Well, now I'm at 6.
Great. Roll me your new morality.
Does that mean roll 6?
Yes, roll me 6 dice.
Okay. Ooh, okay. I got 3 successes.
Okay. So the good news is you don't develop a derangement.
Oh, good.
The bad news is you lied to the police to cover up a murder, and now you have to live with being the kind of person who lies to the police to cover up a murder.
Aww.
I think that's something you can do.
I mean, I was able to reconcile actually committing the murder, so...
Yeah. But you sort of put it behind you, and now it just keeps getting thrown in your face.
Yeah, I'm really tired of this coming up again and again.
So goddammit, why can't I just murder someone and then have no one ask about it?
Well, I didn't think anyone would ask about an undead monstrosity thing. That I am, also, now.
Oh, quickly becoming, that's a thing.
Yeah. Oh, so later on in the evening, you get a report about the car accident. That, John Doe is in a coma. The car has come back as stolen from one Rufus Irons. It was reported stolen last night.
By Rufus?
Yes.
Has anything been done with the stolen car? Was that, I mean, was it reported to us, or?
It was reported to the state police.
Oh, fucking stateies!
But you guys got the report on it now. I mean, basically, it's been towed away. The thing is trashed. So, I mean, basically, they're giving him a report so he can write it off on his insurance.
Okay. He's in a coma, huh?
Yep.
So he wouldn't talk to anyone.
No, people in comas generally don't.
Well, maybe I should call this Rufus Irons fellow. I know who he is, right? Like, he's that guy from TV.
Yeah.
Building up the crazy Charles Manson estate.
Yes. He's doing something like that.
And you do have his contact info from the police report about a stolen car.
Alright. Do I know, like, if it has gotten back to him yet that we found the car? Or I could be the one to tell him.
He has right? been informed that his car has been recovered totaled.
How would he have heard that already?
The state police called him and said, "We found your car, it was totaled."
Assholes.
Yeah.
Damn.
Your nemesis.
I hate them.
By the way, Bill, are you getting up to anything remotely interesting?
What day is it even anymore?
It's Monday night.
Oh my god, it's still Monday. No, not on Monday. I'm still a little traumatized. I don't want to go out. Especially not at night. Like, do you remember what happened last time?
I do.
Yeah, better just live in fear for the rest of your life.
Yup.
Okay. Around the middle of the night, I assume Sheriff is still up at the cabin?
Yeah. I have my phone, though, so I can be contacted. And I guess there's, like, some kind of radio item.
Right.
That would make sense, right?
Lori, what are you doing after the hot lesbian sex?
More hot lesbian sex?
Okay. Assuming that concludes at some point.
You're making a big jump here.
Well, if I think really hard and try to imagine it, maybe there's an ending. And then I would be going home and sleeping.
Okay.
And then getting ready for work the next day.
Drew, you still sleeping it off? You're just kind of secluding yourself?
Yeah, I'm wicked rattled. I'm going to wait until tomorrow, and then tomorrow morning I'm going to call Rufus to see if we can reschedule.
Okay. Well, in the middle of the night, there's a pounding on your door.
Good thing I was sleeping. Christ. Oh. I get up, grab myself a glass of water, and with the glass in hand, hit the door.
You open the door, there's a tiny Indian man in a suit there.
The fuck?
Drew Russell?
Yeah, listen, it's check my phone. What time is it? Like
11:30.
Well, morning for you guys. Yeah, that's me. What's up?
My employer would like to have a word with you.
Yeah, who's your employer? And I'm sorry, you know it's 11:30 at night, right?
My employer is a night owl.
Oh, God. And I suppose your night owl employer has... You know what, I'm not even going to go there. Sure, yeah, listen, can I get some real clothes on? Do you mind? I mean...
I'll wait.
Alright, thanks, listen. Yeah. Right, I'm gonna put on my work clothes and, get my shit together. And, alright, let me think, things I need to take. I'll take my cell phone, gonna take, yeah, I think that's all I need right now, is, just my work clothes, my cell phone, my wallet, all the usuals.
Okay.
Alright, what's this about?
We're going to assemble your friends first.
I'm sorry, what?
Mr. McKinley.
Oh. Christ.
Miss Barnes.
Who's your employer?
He has corresponded with you in the past under the pseudonym D.
Oh, did he send a letter? Is that his thing? That's his calling card?
Has he informed you about the missing boy?
Yeah, okay. He's
decided it's time to meet face to face.
Hey, he's a pretty stand-up guy. Great. Maybe I can tell him that I almost got run off the road today and that stuff normally doesn't happen to me. A lot of things that don't normally happen to me have been happening lately. It would be really fucking nice if somebody... give me a little more info about this.
Absolutely. Follow me.
Oh, you seem polite enough. I grab my flask and I'm on the way.
Okay. He takes you outside to a small limo and opens the back door for you.
No. I don't do this. I'm sorry. I can take my own car.
I would really much rather you get in the limo.
I look inside, are there drinks?
You look inside, it does seem to have a stocked bar.
Hell yes!
Also, oddly enough, there's...
That's all I need to say.
Okay.
Quality of the liquor does not matter.
Well, I was just going to say, as you get inside, there's actually a pile of books in the middle of the room, which is kind of weird. There is no one else in the limo.
Is the little Indian man going to get inside?
He gets up front and starts driving.
He's the chauffeur. What's in the books?
When you start looking at them, the man looks at you through the rearview mirror. My employer thought that you might find some of these educational, and others simply entertaining.
Oh, is there Dickinson here?
There is not Dickinson. There are 6 books.
No, Dickens, of the Charles variety.
There's none of that either.
Okay.
There is The Dialogues of Plato, Metamorphoses, the 10th book by the Roman poet Ovid, an old copy of Frankenstein, which also has its alternate title on it, The Modern Prometheus by Mary Shelley, Dracula by Bram Stoker, Works and Days by Hesiod, and The Shining by Stephen King.
Works and Days. Oh, the epic poem?
Yes. It is basically a primer to Greek mythology.
Oh, okay. So Hesiod was a poet. I didn't know if that was... Alright, that's cool. So we got the Modern Prometheus, Works and Days, Dracula,
The Shining, Dialogues of Plato, Metamorphoses, just the 10th book of it, though.
By Ovid?
Yes.
The Ovidian play? Oh, okay. I'm actually going to flip through that one, because I don't remember anything about Metamorphoses. Called by the voice of Orpheus, departed and dressed in his saffron robes, made his way through the vast skies to the Chaconian coast, but in vain. That's the one, right?
Yes.
While we're waiting, I'm going to flip through this.
Right, you start reading about the tale of Orpheus, who travels to the underworld to ask Hades to return his wife to him.
Mm-hmm. The one about not looking back.
Right. He charms Hades with music, but Hades agrees to return his wife on the condition that that Orpheus not look back.
And of course Orpheus looks back and loses his wife.
Because he thinks that Hades is cheating him, so he looks back and sees that his wife is there, and then she's gone forever.
Yep, I remember that one.
Bill McKinley, there is a heavy knock on your door.
It's 11-something, is it?
Yep.
Okay, I'm not quite in bed yet, but I am already in my pajamas.
Okay.
I'll
and
answer.
You have pajamas.
There is a tiny Indian man in a suit.
Can I help you?
Yes, my employer has decided it's time to meet you. Your friend Mr. Russell is already waiting in the limo.
What? What?
My employer, the man who has introduced himself to you as D, wants to meet you.
Wait, D, that was the letter?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, okay. Could you give me a moment to get into better clothes? Okay. I'll change.
Okay. You change. When you come out and get into the limo, you see Drew there, reading the 10th book of Metamorphos.
Hey, Bill.
Hi.
Really interesting reads here.
Really?
Yeah. You ever read the Dialogues of Plato?
No.
It's a precursor to works of Socrates.
Okay. Yeah, no, I've never been much into philosophy.
Or not precursor, I'm sorry, antecedent.
Never been much into philosophy.
Surprising?
Why is that surprising? I'm a physicist.
really seemed kind of like a book kind of guy.
Why is that surprising? I'm a physicist.
Your driver drives to another location, but after a few minutes returns alone. It seems that Mr. Arthur is out. We tried his work first, and he was not there either.
Maybe he's out on patrol. He is a police officer.
Possibly. His presence is not necessary. Lori, it is the middle of the night, and there is a hard pounding on the door that you assume must be Karina.
I'm exhausted, Karina. I will stumble to the door, partly dressed, and vaguely open it with blurry eyes of sleep. Hello. What?
You see a small Indian man there who starts blushing.
Oh.
My employer wants to meet with you, Miss Vines.
This is the middle of the night. This can't wait.
It certainly can't wait for the day, no.
Just a moment, please. I will close the door, put on clothes, and then... Well, who is this? Wait a minute. Who's your employer?
Wait a minute. People don't usually...
He calls himself, at least to you, D. Your friends are already waiting in the limo. You will meet him shortly.
Can I see them in the limo?
The windows are tinted.
Fantastic.
Invites you to go look inside.
I'm gonna put on clothes first. I'll do that. Are they in there?
Yeah. You open the door. You see Drew and Bill, with a strange collection of books and a fully stocked bar.
A bar! You know, speaking of bars, I'll be right back. I'm gonna go back inside, grab some ice cream bars, and then hop in the car and drive off. Oh, yes. I still have my phone on me. Otherwise, Karina will lose her shit. Keys, wallet, glasses, phone. Okay, I'm good. Hi, hello.
Hey, Lori, hook me up.
Of course, here you go. You want some, Bill?
Nah. I'm
good. They're Neapolitan!
What?
Neapolitan?
Neapolitan, that's what I said.
Neapolitan?
Neapolitan.
Neapolitan.
Queso.
How have you guys been? What's going on?
A small Indian man showed up at my doorway at 11:30 at night and decided to tell me that we were going to go meet D.
Yes, that also describes my experience.
Like,
excellent experience. You ever read the works of Plato?
D's nuts?
No, very much unlike those.
Okay. Well, no, what do we have here? Is there anything that catches my eye?
Okay, well, aside from the book that Bill is reading, Dialogues of Plato, Frankenstein, or the modern... Yes. Frankenstein,
I totally
want to
read
yes.
Frankenstein.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. It's a story about a mad scientist who stitches together a bunch of corpses and brings them back to life with the power of electricity.
Science. Are there pictures in this?
There are pictures.
Oh, fantastic. I look forward to looking at them as I read through the book.
The Illustrated Works of Shakespeare.
Okay. There are some sad pictures of Frankenstein's monster wandering the world, reviled and alone. It's pretty depressing. Looks like a very old copy of the book, too.
Does it smell like old book?
It does smell like old book.
Mm.
You gonna get high off book glue?
No, I'm going to continue reading and enjoying the experience.
Get high off of the smell of learning.
That's right! On my reading rainbow.
So, you drive. It seems like you drive into Augusta, from what you can see out the tinted windows. Your driver has closed the divider and is not particularly communicative.
So, have you read the dialogues of Plato?
After a while, you stop in a parking lot, where you are for a few minutes before the door opens again. And you see a man of pale skin, short black hair, an average height and build, who is wearing a suit that probably costs more than your entire life. Slides in and sits down with you. Only three? Well, that's disappointing.
I agree, Winston.
So, Drew, Bill, and Lori.
Yes.
I look up from my book.
Did you enjoy the reading material?
Very interesting selection, but yes.
I thought you might find them informative. You're entering a brave new world.
Oh, no.
I should have given you Brave New World.
I think we're all familiar
it's
with
a
Brave
shitty
New
book.
World. What?
I can't stand Brave New World.
Are you serious? We're
yes.
gonna have a serious sit down after this, young man. So, when you mean informative, when you say informative, what exactly do you mean? Will we encounter topics in these books in the future?
Perhaps. Some of them are just entertaining.
Oh, that's a relief.
Ah, I see you've taken a shine to the modern Prometheus. It is a favorite of mine.
Oh, that's it's good to know.
Wonderful old edition. Those illustrations are hand-drawn in there.
Oh, wow.
Reproductions lose so much of their value.
It's really quite a treasure.
Keep it. My gift to you.
Are you this seems priceless. I couldn't ask you to part with it.
It's my gift to you.
Well, I accept it gratefully. Thank you.
Well, it's rather unfair. I know all of your names, and you don't know mine. I am D'Angelo.
Ah.
You may remember that I sent you a message regarding a disappearing young boy and his ne'er-do-well companion.
Indeed. And I do thank you for sending that message.
Yeah, it's one of Bill's students. He seemed pretty happy. His parents seemed were probably pretty happy to have him home.
I'm sure they were. So, given all that you've learned so far, it should not surprise you if I tell you that I am a vampire.
Yeah, that's the least surprising thing I've heard all week.
Well, it makes sense, you know, the night and the can't wait till day.
Yeah, we had a feeling. A collective feeling.
Oh, you should always trust your instincts. They are very useful. We are at our core animals, and should never forget that nature should guide our decisions. But enough philosophy. You may be wondering why I have contacted you.
For a meal?
You, too, appear to have very good intuition.
I'm thinking for a meal.
Are you suggesting that I want to eat you?
I'm suggesting that you are a predator and we are just slightly below you on the food chain.
Yeah, but no, I can't see us being appetizing.
You're quite right, except about the slightly. But no, quite the contrary. My kind view humans as cattle. Walking blood bags, pests, inconveniences that serve to do nothing but feed us or get in our way.
Hey, we don't poop everywhere.
I assure you that you do. However, I firmly believe that humans, mortals, have utility beyond being food. I think we could form a relationship that is symbiotic. And to that end, as a trial, I directed you towards a problem. One of your children was missing, and one of our wayward servants was causing a ruckus among our kind. And it worked out splendidly for everyone. The undesirable is gone, although, frankly, I would prefer that you had dealt with him on a permanent basis. But at least he is away from our doorstep. And your child was returned safe and sound.
Indeed. That's the part I care about.
I have been hoping that we might work together in the future. Dealing with similar such undesirables.
But what makes you think we're really fit to do that?
You've done it before. I'm well aware of what happened at Echo Lake. My understanding is that the group of you really stepped up and took charge of the situation, despite having no actual knowledge of how to solve it. It's a can-do attitude that I respect.
Oh, boy.
I was going to say that may in fact make us more unfit to do the job, because we charge headlong into things without thinking about the consequences.
Not necessarily. I mean, we thought about the consequences, but we just did the best we could with what we had. And I think the fact that we even attempted to do anything is a testament to our, I don't know, something admirable. Something
hopeful. So it sounds like we're not going to get out of here without getting offered to do a job.
You might say that. There are definitely things I would like you to clean up, including some of your own messes.
What messes do we have?
No, we took care of that ghost.
Did we?
Hey, you're the one that was so sure about smashing the locket.
Well, yeah, but
turns out
I figured that was
going to
be the end of the problem, and then here I am.
Turns out that smashing the locket was correct. I talked to the gravekeeper, who is some sort of, I'm guessing, a vampire. What's not a vampire these days?
Okay.
And he seemed to know about the whole dealio. I trust him. He showed me a scary face.
That makes him more trustworthy in your eyes?
Yes.
All right, so what if I do this, and I just kind of like pull my mouth apart? Does that make me... Now, if I tell you that you can turn lead into gold with sulfuric acid, are you going to go play with it now?
No. Your face wasn't scary enough.
Okay. All right, so it's a direct scale of scary to...
Mr. Russell. You mentioned turning lead to gold.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and assume there's a really good reason why you're able to afford a $6 million suit. And I'm not going to ask.
Business ventures.
I assure you, lead to gold is one myth that you will not be encountering in the Knights. At least not in a literal sense.
Now, aluminum and strontium.
I wanted to raise something with you.
your companion said, you know, what isn't a vampire these days? I imagine, since your incident at Echo Lake, you've found yourself beset on all sides by the supernatural.
Yes, wreathed by vampires, actually, I would put it.
There is an infinitely larger amount of supernatural happenings in my life.
Yes, that's the point I wish to raise. There isn't.
Well, yes, they've always been there, but we've never noticed them before.
Exactly. It's not that the supernatural has increased, it's that you've broken through the mortal tendency to look away and ignore it. You've begun to see things as they really are, which gives you a certain power, and also makes you liability.
I see why you gave us the works of Plato now.
So, with your consent, I would like to offer you jobs on a forward basis. Things that I think will be mutually beneficial.
Oh my.
What's the catch?
There is no catch. Aside from the inherent danger you would be engaged in.
What kind of danger? And what kind of jobs?
The scraps, the undesirables that I either cannot or will not deal with on my own. They need to be cleaned up. I'd like to leave this domain a better place.
That's pretty admirable. I can relate to that.
You're D'Angelo? And what do the other vampires think of you? We ran into one. Are you his friend?
You're going to need to be more specific.
Crate.
That sounds like...
That was his name?
I think so.
No, Jonah expressly does not like me, in fact. We've only met briefly, but I got the distinct impression he didn't care for me.
Well, makes me like you a little bit more.
Thank you. So you've not answered me about future employment.
What sorts of thing or things?
Yeah, I'm wondering what kind of thing that you can't do that we can. I mean, look at you. You've clearly got the resources, and well, I'm going to go ahead and assume vampires are predators because they're stronger than humans are. And you've even got yourself a little, is he your servant? I gesture to the Indian man who drove the limo.
Yes, he is in my employ.
So what makes us special?
You're a test run. Frankly, you're staggeringly ordinary. And I want to prove to the movers and shakers of this city that staggeringly ordinary humans can be directed in a manner that is useful to us.
Well, good luck with that.
Simply being puppets to be manipulated. Or bags of blood to be eaten.
This is sounding more and more like we're almost fighting for our lives, as opposed to, you know, like from some kind of vampire takeover of society.
We've already seen what vampires... Well, we've kind of seen what vampires are capable of. Would you be surprised if they were more entrenched in our society than anybody really knew?
No, not at all.
Well, then I have no problem with trying to help. I mean, I don't want to be on the wayside of this if I feel like I can, if we can make our positions as humans a little bit more useful than sack of meat on legs.
I don't see what's too wrong with that.
Being a sack of meat on legs?
But trying to be more than a sack of meat on legs.
Okay, I was gonna say, because I would have issue if Bill was okay with being nothing more than a sack of meat on legs.
We've heard.
So that's a yes, then.
I think so. I'm
for it. We recognize as humans there's only so much we really can do.
And
we'll do
our
best, I guess.
Excited to find out how much that is. There is an important point that needs to be emphasized. My kind engage in something called the masquerade. It is the reason why a few months ago you did not know my kind existed. We make every attempt to conceal the existence of vampires from mortals. Because, well, as powerful as vampires are, an army of mortals can certainly do something about them. You might be familiar with the little tiff we refer to as the Inquisition.
No.
As subjects in my employ, you would be expected to adhere to the masquerade, which means not telling people about our kind, and especially not calling the police about any accidental bodies you might discover outside the haven of one of our kind.
But I can tell other vampires about vampires and ghosts, right?
Yes.
Also, what's your opinion on ghosts?
Ghosts are a nuisance.
Are they an avoidable nuisance? Can you ghost-proof a house?
Probably not in the way Bill has.
You shush.
Not a ghost haunting the house, and nobody brings in an object that the ghost is adhered to. Every house is ghost-proof. If your house is haunted by a ghost, though, you really have no option but to destroy the whole thing.
What? Really?
If a ghost is clinging to a place, the only way to get rid of it is to make that place no longer the place they cling to. Pave it over, turn it into a Walmart.
Oh gosh, a different haunting would occur.
That's something.
So, Bill, you gonna bulldoze your house now?
No, I don't think my house is haunted. It was just because there was a locket there.
Well, someone destroyed the locket.
Yes, and then it was dug up and destroyed again, I think.
Maybe.
Think of.
Well, anyway, it's good to know that we can just get rid of ghosts by finding out what the source is. That's one way of solving our problem.
So what's the deal with the gravekeeper, huh?
What about him?
He wasn't very friendly when I asked him about ghosts.
From what I hear, you asked him about vampires. And then he tried to eat you.
Yes. That was the part I disliked. If I were to pick out a specific part of the conversation where things started going downhill, it was when he tried to eat me, I pointed a gun at him, and then he tried again, and I still pointed a gun at him, and then he made a scary face and I ran away.
Do excuse his behavior. He's not a particularly clever man. I think he simply panicked that you knew too much.
Well, actually, that does bring up a good question. How do we let vampires know that we're part of this masquerade?
You can simply try telling them.
We
know about vampires.
We're part of the masquerade.
We're in on the masquerade. We are in the employ of D'Angelo. Any vampire in the area will know me.
Is that going to get us killed by certain vampires because they don't like you? If we go around telling them that we're in your employ?
Nothing.
Why
so
Maine?
What do you mean, why Maine?
Well, it's just... it's so out of the way.
It sounds like the perfect place to hide from society, actually.
You mean, why do I live in Maine, or why do all vampires live in Maine?
Well, I'm guessing all vampires don't live in Maine. Why have you set up shop in Maine?
Because it is large enough to attract the attention of others of my kind, but small enough that I could quickly climb the political and social ladder.
I see.
Alright. And, who's Nathan? Where does he stand in all this?
Nathan is the sheriff. It is his job to enforce law among kindred.
He's a jerk.
So how come... does that mean that we're doing his job, or... is he not doing his job well enough? He seemed pretty good at it.
He is good at his job, but... there are some things I want done that I simply can't move him to do, either because they aren't technically illegal under our laws, or simply tasks he views as beneath dealing with.
Nuisance. Ah, yes. Actually, that's a good question. What are your laws?
So we don't break them.
Yeah.
I would not want to get on that man's bad side.
Well, the very important things... do not violate the masquerade.
Okay.
Do not kill a vampire without express permission.
Okay, I'll be sure to get permission first.
Yeah, because that's a thing that we just wanted to do.
And
I guess.
Do not produce more vampires without express permission.
Okay, once again, we'll get permission first.
You won't. The masquerade is the big thing you will need to worry about. Also, don't kill vampires.
I wasn't aware that was a thing we could do, really.
Can we kill those who drink your blood but aren't vampires?
Oh, yes. Ghouls, thralls, they are expendable.
And what's to stop us from just being steamrolled by a vampire? That we're not allowed by the law to... fight back
against. Self-defense is a natural thing that we are just gonna do. I mean, if the time comes, but
yes,
besides, if
a vampire attacks you and you feel that your lives are in danger, then fight back. There are laws just like yours. There are mitigating circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
I hold some sway in the court. I should be able to protect you unless things go particularly badly.
Oh god, the last thing I want to do is go to vampire court.
Ugh, you know what? The fact that that's a thing is scary enough.
That sounds like a lot of paperwork.
There is no paperwork, I assure you.
Hmm.
I refer to court less as a legal courtroom and more as you would think, a nobility court, a king's court.
Oh.
There is very little bureaucracy in our society. If you are thought to break the law, the sheriff will come and enact punishment.
Oh, that's nice and simple.
So you're guilty until killed or proven innocent?
The prince probably killed. Is the arbiter. If there's some doubt about your guilt, the prince will hear the case and decide.
Okay, well, this has been all very informative. Were you going to give us a job?
For right now, you can start cleaning up your own messes.
It appears that
one of you has implicated Jonah Crate, who may not be my favorite person, in mass murder.
Wait, what?
Huh?
That that's not really how it went down. It was a lot more innocent than this.
Okay, judging by my and Bill's complete bewilderment at this and Lori already trying to make excuses, I'm going to go ahead and assume it was Lori that contacted
Lori,
the police.
Lori, what did you do?
Lori?
So I went for a hike, and I was checking out Jonah Creed's garden, I guess.
Yes.
There were corn that was growing. That was really impressive. And I just kind of snooped around a little, and I saw a body. I found a bone, actually. And I got scared, and I wanted to call Levi, but I didn't have my phone, so I talked to a state trooper instead, and then I left.
A state trooper? God, those guys are jerks.
So, this happened because of corn?
This happened because I found a bone, and I thought it would be a good idea to report it. Because that's what you do. You find a body, and you report it to somebody, and they take care of it.
Well, this sounds like a conversation for you to have on your drive home. I wish you a pleasant journey.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah, it's, do we have a way of contacting you?
My driver will give you a number you can reach if you have anything to tell me.
Oh, that's good. Thankfully. We might need to, if this is as complicated as it sounds.
It doesn't sound that complicated.
He slides out of the car and shuts the door.
Thank you for not eating us.
And the driver starts taking off again.
Guys, we're fucked.
No. What? Fucked? That, no.
Okay. Police? Bodies? Levi. Where's Levi? He can help us with this. He's a cop.
He tried. I think he's taking care of it right now. That's probably why he's not here, actually.
Wait, well, how do you know this?
He called me, and then I called him back, and we talked about it.
Shit, I was hoping to find out more about that guy that tried to run me over today.
Oh. Hey, are you okay? You were in an accident?
I mean, nothing a few drinks couldn't cure.
So much has happened without me.
Don't worry about it, Bill. Listen, you were better off not getting run off the road by a man in a ski mask.
Correct.
So did they find, like, do we know why he did that, or who he...
I got no idea. Apparently he just took a stolen car and tried to run me off the road. I was on my way to a job.
Weird. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
You know, that, I wonder if the... Maybe, that was... You know what? No, I can't put this together in my head right now.
Okay. It's want another ice cream bar? There.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'll have Bill's. He doesn't seem to want one.
I think I'm good. It's...
I just brought the rest of the box, so...
Sweet. Don't mind if I do, and I take the box.
Okay.
And I just give Lori a fiver.
A five? Like a $5 bill?
Yeah, it's a box of ice cream bars.
Guys, it's okay.
Shit's expensive.
No, it's not. We can share.
I can't find this $5 bill that I've gotten rid of. Oh, no. I guess whoever finds it, it's theirs.
Ugh, whatever. I'm just saying that's not necessary. But thanks, I guess.
Well, now none of you guys are getting the rest of these.
Oh, okay, I'm fine with that.
Yes, yes, oh yes.
It's about 1 a.m. by the time you guys are returned home.
It's a little late.
On a Tuesday morning now.
I wish it wasn't this late, but oh well.
You'll be fine. One night up this late can't kill you. Yeah, if any kids piss you off tomorrow, just give them detention. That's how that works, right?
What? No, we still have account of whatever. I'm going to sleep.
Okay.
I kind of want to go to bed, too.
Yeah, we're probably going to set in for the night.
Yes.
Hooray!
Everything's great.
You were dropped off in your respective homes to settle in for the night. Levi, you are up at the cabin, staking out, waiting for a guy you know isn't going to come.
Aww, you should have let us know.
Maybe I can get that Indian guy's name.
Oh, he just gives you a cell phone number.
Okay. Hey, thanks, man. I love the limo. It's great.
It belongs to the Angela.
I think I'm liking a lot of things that belong to D'Angelo. Alright, I'm gonna get out of this man's way and just let him drive off.
Okay. He drives off. So, you guys want to tell me something your character learned this session?
Yes. I shouldn't call the cops when I find a body around vampires, because that's impolite.
I don't think the reason they had a problem with it was because it was impolite.
Well, it's a nuisance, and that the dealing with a nuisance is impolite, right? It's a courtesy.
Makes me wonder why they don't just have, like, human farms, like in Daybreakers.
I learned that vampires are everywhere.
Okay.
And about the masquerade.
I learned that working for Rufus Irons may be very dangerous.
Matt?
I learned that Jonah doesn't care about. And it hurt.
Is that something you learned, or is that something that was confirmed that you already knew?
Ouch!
Sick burn.
I deep care about him.
It's like a 10 on the sick burnometer.
Okay. You may each take 3 points of experience.
Hell yeah.
Well, okay. 8
experience points.